you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special. And this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jess McKenna.
And that one is Zach Reno.
We got the family band, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Choo Choo Engineer Brett on the fret.
We got Dana Wickens on the stick ends. Dana Wicks and the sticks producing the drums as good as they come.
We got, Karate Words back in Zooming About. We got male person Stacy, and we got a guest that everyone's reaction was, wait, what?
How long did we take so long? Oops, we did a bad thing. We waited too long to have this great guest. This is the part of the podcast where I do a sort of Britney Spears parody.
And this is the part of the podcast where we give timestamp late Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
People's brains are in a fun, I would say a fun spot right now.
I'm in a fun spot.
Yeah.
And we're all doing this show before the three of us are now going to go do another show.
So we're just like, wait, we're going to make up so many songs.
We're going to leave. I'm going to burn all of my fuel for this and the show later. That's going to be
fumes.
Fumes, baby.
Ooh, can't wait to see you play Away. Who dances good?
Oh, hey, thanks. I'd love to. But hey, let's introduce our guest. She is an incredible musical improviser.
You know her from the movie Between Two Ferns.
Please welcome Giovanni Lanaro.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm here. I'm doing Off Book. I'm so excited.
We're so happy to have you.
We make up musicals with you all the time.
Yeah, Friday nights, that's our thing.
Come on now.
That's kind of our thing.
And I know that you know this, but I hope that the listeners know. I love every time you're a dancer who
assumed that it was a slight.
It's like the number one thing that I, when people are like, what's the difference between doing musical improv live in the studio, which you like better? And I'm like, I think it's a bigger difference for Zach because he's a very competent and good dancer.
Mm-hmm. He's a very charming and likable dancer.
Gosh, yeah. Guys, this is not, I mean, I love all of this.
So I'm like, his performance style really does shift where me, I stand with slumpy shoulders all the time.
Disagree. I think you do some dancing. Johnny, you definitely do
yeah,
some
you
dancing.
Yeah, you definitely do some dancing. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I like, oh, it's like, oh, just, oh, yeah, not singing and just dancing is great. I've been the worst for this.
It's great.
Yeah.
The bar for improv dancing is so very, very, very low.
Anytime I can pull out the one tap dance move that I know that I learned in high school.
Ooh, what is it?
Double time step?
The triple time
step. The triple time step.
I don't even know a double time step because if I'm going to pull it out, let's pull out all the stops.
I remember learning them all, and I can only remember a double.
Guys.
Like, I can't do a single, and I can't do a triple.
Guys.
I'm glad to know it. Oh, and you can do a single?
Guys, I know all three.
Oh, no. I mean, that's great, but it would be better if you only knew one.
Single will feel weird. Yeah, I can only do a single. I wish I could play improv patterns with you here in this room. It's just if you know the double, the single is
sort of like it breaks your brain because it feels too slow.
It's got one less flap in it.
Yeah.
And then the triple, you're doing side flaps where you would normally be doing. And there's a pullback in it. Never mind. Yeah. Oh. So this is our podcast where we break apart tapping.
It's called Tappa Tappa Tappa.
This is called A Shuffle Off to Buffalo. And that's just like a side flap with another thing going on the other.
Yeah.
Tap is hard.
I was in Shuffle Off to Buffalo when I was in high school.
Is that a thing?
No. It sounds really fun, though.
It sure does.
That's you know that move, I'm sure. It's pretty easy.
The Buffalo?
Yeah,
Buffalo.
I mean, there should be a musical called Shuffle Off to Buffalo. If only we were in sort of like a space where we could create a wait a minute.
Huh. Well, excuse me, sir. Where's this train go?
Well, it goes to the Old West now.
Oh, great. It doesn't go to upstate New York?
It does not go to upstate New York.
Oh, great.
Sorry, where are you trying to get?
I'm trying to shuffle off to Buffalo. I'm trying to shuffle off to Buffalo. Shuffle off, a 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 shuffle off. I'm trying to shuffle off to Buffalo.
Well, if you get on this here train, now some people say it's the best. You could take a train north to Buffalo, New York, or you could take this train out west.
And if I go out west instead of going town, will I see the animal walking around? A different kind of buffalo, a bison I'll see.
You sure will.
I'm trying to shuffle.
Trying to shuffle.
Excuse me, I don't know if you take these tickets. I was heading to Portland, but I think maybe I'd like to go north instead.
North? To Buffalo, New York?
I mean, I don't even know what's north. I'm just trying to make some friends, maybe find love, and just see what's out there.
Well, if you want to make friends, furry friends with four legs, I suggest going west instead of north. I think west would be the best. And it seems a lot of people want to go to Buffalo, New York, and that would be fine. But can we talk about how fun it would be to go out west and see an old west mine? And maybe there'll be some buffalo there, and maybe those would be friends. Or maybe we can just go to Buffalo, New York. And now where are we going? Are we going north or are we going west?
Hey, where are you going?
Well, I really wanted to go to Buffalo, New York, but now I feel like maybe I should see the buffalo out west. And this guy was trying to go to Albany, and this guy was trying to go to Syracuse. We were all trying to go
to... We assumed this train went to upstate New York.
But it's going out west. I mean, I don't even know what's out west.
Well, they say it's a great frontier where you can manifest your destiny.
Great frontier where you can manifest your destiny.
Well, that's what
Sorry.
This guy said to me when I was trying to buy a ticket.
Now, look. Does this train go to New York? Yes. Does the train that comes in right after go out west? Yes. Has anyone bought a ticket for my privately run Old West train? No.
am I sort of trying to siphon off passengers from this New York train to my Old West train? Yes. That's sort of where I'm at right now.
Oh, I appreciate your honesty. I just wanted to go to Buffalo, New York because, well, you'll think it's dumb if I tell you.
Oh, come on, tell us.
I might, but we'll never know unless you say it.
You'll think it's dumb if I told you.
Again, I might, but we'll never know unless you say it.
It's okay. You can tell us your dreams.
And I'll tell you if it's dumb.
Okay. I have this vision. I have this dream. And there's always something pulling me at the seams to travel to Buffalo. And yet I still don't know why that's the place where I can find this taste. A taste that I'll know when I get to Buffalo. I keep seeing celery and carrot sticks. I don't want one. I know it's both. I wish for them to cool my mouth, to cool my palate down. But I have to try it in one specific town. Oh no, that I found the taste. And I'll know that Buffalo's the place. Will I do it or will I not? I'm just a girl with some Frank's Red Hot. And I'll know when I get to Buffalo.
Yeah, I'd say not dumb. Not what I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, it's just I have this idea for, well, it could be a meal if you wanted, or it could be a dish you could share among friends, and it's tiny, lightly fried chicken wings, and they're covered in a hot sauce. And
like a mustard?
No. Well, you could have a wing with a mustard, but I'm thinking specifically of one that's a vinegary cayenne hot sauce, and you could do it at different levels, and some of them would be too hot to handle, but it would be fun and feel like an adventure, and a way for people to test their courage in a world where they live bland and boring lives. And
you should probably keep going north. If you have a sort of vision that the flavor is up north.
I don't know.
How about you? What were you getting on a train to do?
Well, I mean, mostly I just wanted to find some friends. I guess I could do that anywhere. I mean, I'm just a girl who comes from a chicken farm. What do I know about anything?
A chicken farm?
Yeah, all I know is plucking chickens, clucking chickens, and frying them up good.
Listen, I don't want to be so bold. Excuse me. My name is, Penelope Fountain, and that sounds like exactly what I would need.
Well, I'll read this on your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
This is Virginia Wild Wings.
That's me.
Virginia Wild Wings? And you wanted to leave New York City to go to upstate New York to find some friends?
Yeah, that's what I hear. People are so mean in New York City, they say go anywhere else if you want to make friends.
And my name is Dusty Kyle.
Oh.
Oh.
And I've got a train that I own that is in severe debt.
Well,
that's sort of
Dusty
what I've
Kyle,
been...
can your train go anywhere?
I mean, yes. And no.
Okay.
You know how trains work? I'll tell you.
Well, yeah.
I can go anywhere as long as those two places are connected by a track. I can't go off the track. Then my train would be in the black. And by in the black, I mean the black of night. I don't mean fiscally sound. It is not that. I'm very, very broke because there are no people around. That's how a train works. That's how a train works. Chugga chugga choo on a track. That is how a train works. Done.
Yeah, and I guess what I meant is, like, do you have to have contracts with the different cities, or could you travel on any track?
I've sort of asked for forgiveness, not permission. I'm just going to put my train on the track, and I take it around, and when other trains come, they shout, "Get your train off the track, Dusty Kyle, before it gets a horrible accident," and I move it real quick, because yeah. I got wheels that swivel like an office chair. They go side to side.
Is this just a car?
No, it's a train.
Okay. All right, well, Dusty
Little
Kyle,
short train.
Would you take me and Virginia to Buffalo?
Wait, I could go to Buffalo with you?
Of course. I mean, I sort of thought, like, maybe you could be my business partner, but...
A business partner? That's almost like a friend, but money is involved.
Yeah, and I guess that might complicate our friendship, but maybe it won't.
I don't think it will. I mean, friendship is a simple thing.
Yeah, it never gets tested or broken.
No, it only grows, blossoms, and flourishes.
And I'll be there, too.
Yeah!
I had no one, and now I've got two. It's me and you and you.
Hey.
I've got friends. Who'da thunk? Virginia is on a roll. We're going down a track together, and it leads us to somewhere. Somewhere where we'll find love. 'Cause friendship is special, and friendship is great. It falls down from up above. It's me and you, our friendship is so true. It's me and you, always.
If you plant a seed, then a flower grows. That's the truth that everyone knows. No soil, rain, or toil could make that
track to friendship with two people with a lot in common and a guy who is also there. It's the track to friendship, the track to friendship. Two folks who have a lot in common with just so much to share.
Von Musty Graves.
Oh.
Yes?
It's worse than we thought.
How bad is it?
Well, Dusty Kyle has, his train has taken two passengers.
Does he have a permit for that train?
You know he doesn't. It's like a weird office chair train. I just wanted to come to you.
Call a meeting of the train barons.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's just me.
It's just
and you.
You.
Okay, so get Brian, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Brian.
Hey, guys, somebody said Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I brought granola bars.
Oh, thanks,
thank
Brian.
You, Brian.
Did you make these?
I made them.
Huh? Wow, I didn't even know you could make them.
Oh, no,
yeah,
for sure.
I made the granola bars. I also made the plastic wrappers so that they look exactly like the store ones.
Now, why did you make the plastic wrappers?
Because I feel like people don't trust me.
Hot dang, Brian. You did a good job here.
Yeah, Brian.
Are these...
Did you design this font?
Are there carob chips in here?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is good.
This is good. What were we talking about?
Carob chips.
Yeah.
Yes, carob chips. They really add a lot to a mix in a way that you don't expect.
Yes, carob chips.
Yes, that's the answer we were seeking to the problem I don't remember. But it's clear to me what we all must now do. If you have a little problem, then I'll give you a tip. Add a carob chip. A carob chip. If your boat is sinking and you need to right the ship, add a carob chip. A carob chip. If you are out in the woods and you hear a riddle and you don't know which is which, a man who tells the truth and a man who always lies, ask which one of you has a carob chip. Add a carob chip. A carob chip.
Yes, that is what you should do.
A carob chip. A carob chip.
The best thing for you to choose. If you're on a buggy and your horse needs a new whip,
add a carob chip.
Add a carob chip. If you're learning how to tango and you can't quite do a dip,
add a carob chip.
Add a carob chip.
If you're at a restaurant and you don't have any money for,
add a carob chip. If you order Diet Coke, but you're all too afraid to take a sip,
carob chip.
And people might say, what is a carob chip? Is it caramel? Is it chocolate? Is it not quite this? It's a little different. Meat is very nice. A melty, chewy chip that adds a bit of spice.
Carob chip.
A carob chip. A carob.
Our only concern, no doubt.
Wait. That's not.
No.
This was about, I was angry about trains.
Yes.
I was angry about Dusty Kyle and his trains.
We got distracted because Brian has very good carob
chips.
Brian
has good granola bars.
I have great taste and execution.
You really
do. It's true.
Do.
I mean, I can just, this is such a well-balanced bite.
Was this like a thing that you did before trains or before, you own a train, we each own one of the three train empires.
That's right. And we have secretly merged, avoiding
a secret monopoly, but no one can break us apart because we're not sort of upfront about it.
I'm just happy to be here because mine are mostly those things where you pump, one person's on each side and you pump up and
down.
Yeah,
the up-down pumpy train.
Yes.
But I mean, I have many.
More
but
of a rail
knew it,
cart.
We knew if we didn't also co-opt up-down pumpy trains, then, well, one day they would come back to haunt us.
I'd eventually take over, so I'm just happy to be included.
I like the little pumpy train. I feel like,
yes,
when you have a little problem and your brain is going insane, use a pumpy train.
A pumpy train.
If you need something that won't short out in snow or sleet or rain, use a pumpy train.
A pumpy train. If you're visiting Europe and you want to explore Spain, use a pumpy train.
A pumpy train.
If you need to go to the store for laundry detergent and you need game,
use a pumpy train. No, we got distracted again.
Well,
this wasn't about the pumpy train.
It was about carob chips.
It was
about
carob chips.
No, wait. It was about Dusty Kyle.
Yes.
Two passengers from our Monopoly.
With a train that he does not have a permit for.
And have you seen that train? It's ridiculous. It's a fronty part, a middle part, and a caboose, and that's it. Whoever heard of a three-car train?
You know what we have to do about him? When you have a Dusty Kyle and things aren't going great, you assassinate.
Assassinate.
Push him down the stairs or maybe drop him in a grate.
You assassinate. Assassinate. Yes, when it's his destiny, when it is his fate, you assassinate. Assassinate.
Maybe you just set him up and he will then take the bait.
Assassinate. Assassinate.
If you want to do a horrible thing and cause him lots of pain, use a pumpy train.
A pumpy train. When you want to get rid and you know it is a trick, use a carob chip. Use a carob chip.
A carob chip.
A pumpy train.
Assassinate.
Assassinate.
Carob chip. Pumpy train.
So y'all are looking at this here restaurant space?
Yes, I have a dream. Well, a vision. Well, a quest. I don't know. With my, my best friend, Victoria Wildwing.
Her name's Victoria Virginia Wildwing.
That's yes. Me. I'm Victoria Virginia Wildwing.
This here's Penelope. I forgot her last name.
Penelope Fountain. It's funny because her first name and her middle name are two V's, and then her last name is two W's. It's one of the many things I love about my new best friend.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
They're friends, and I'm here, too.
Oh, you're our friend, too, Dusty Kyle. But, yes, this is a perfect space. Downtown Buffalo, a beautiful main street, some traffic, but not too much.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
I just sort of noticed there's a lot of, outside of this window, people are playing a game of football. Outside of this window over here, well, there's a whole mess of neighborhood kids playing a baseball game.
Oh, yeah, this here Buffalo's a big sports town.
Oh, huh? Yeah, it's almost like, Dusty Kyle, I think you're right. I think when people eat my vision, they're going to want to look at rectangles showing sports.
Yeah, the rectangles are the windows, and outside of the windows, sports are happening.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like a winning recipe for success. Sports rectangle, nothing more fun to watch than a sports rectangle. Uh-huh.
If I'm taking a little bite and I'm hanging out with my buds and I'm drinking down a root beer or maybe a beer with some suds and I got all kinds of sauces to dip and choose, but I don't want to just talk, I want an activity. What do I do? Sports rectangle.
Sort of space that we're looking to buy.
Well, I mean, we got pool here.
Oh,
we got some air hockey. We got darts.
Ooh, tell me about it.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh no problem. It's more kind of a rec center of a restaurant.
Oh, perfect.
You know, people watch the sports outside and they play the games inside.
Yeah,
it's fun.
That's right. I know that feeling. Sometimes when I watch professionals play sports, I wish I could do something like it, of course. Maybe if I shrunk it down, made it a little more able, like I could play like a hockey team, but it's on a hockey air hockey table.
If you're somebody who likes to throw, you can take this dart and play darts, you know. I was thinking of arrows. If you like archery, then it's darts, then that becomes darts.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I see what, yeah, I see. And I like another thing. Oh, I wish I could choose. Oh, I really like the miniature stick soccer. I like that foosball. They're all sports rectangles.
Rectangle. you play a sport? Little sports,
rectangle, or dots are a circle, of course.
It doesn't really matter, your time's not running short when you're looking at a rectangle and watching sports. Watching sports. Will this restaurant ever get off the ground? Will the train empire come after these new people who are asking for forgiveness and not permission?
Will their friendship be tested or not?
What's going on in the Old West? Find out when we return to the second half of Shuffle Off to Buffalo!
The musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left, two best friends and also Dusty Kyle were trying to make a dream come true in Buffalo. But will they be foiled by three train barons? Find out when we return to the second half of Shuffle Up to Buffalo.
Right now.
Okay, so then, well, I guess I'm just gonna go into the kitchen and trust my instincts.
Yeah, I mean, we got you a bunch of vinegar, a bunch of cayenne pepper, and a bunch of water.
I did a bad thing.
What's wrong, Kyle?
You know how you were like, we could have a bunch of different sort of sauces that we're trying to figure out of varying levels of intensity.
That's right.
I bought too many things.
Well, how's that possible?
Well, remember the budget?
Oh, you mean like you spent all of my money?
I spent the budget on the sauce.
Well, it really is all about the sauce, so it might be okay. Okay, what else you get?
All right. I got some Asian zing sauce. It doesn't have a name more specific than that. I assume it's got a chili pepper from an Asian region at that. And I figured Asian zing could be a sauce. Thai chili as well. And I also got a jalapeno one that I thought was pretty swell. Then I got honey, then barbecue, and you can do them separately or you can mix the two. I also got a sort of dry rub that tastes pretty good and I would not slub. The dry rub comes in different kinds, medium, hot, and mild sublime. And they're all good, and that's just the tip of the things that I spent this money on. Here's a fish. fish, just a straight up fish. I figured you could rub it around in the dish. This one, well, this is no joke. It's a Parmesan garlic with an artichoke.
Don't worry, Victoria Virginia. He thinks he got all the money, but I kind of knew that this might happen, so I gave him just like a third of the budget.
Wagon wheel, motor oil, small child, Jewish moil.
Wow, you're almost a better business partner than you are a friend. That was so smart.
Oh, thanks. I think, you know, Dusty Kyle, he sometimes gets ahead of himself. Like, why would you ever think you could break into trains that way?
Piece of paper, office stapler.
Okay.
Over here. Yeah, sorry.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Kyle.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, bud. Listen, the thing is I want to create the taste. I don't want to buy a pre-made sauce.
Oh, right.
I think you gave me a lot of good ideas for maybe having not just one sauce at various heat flavors. So for that, I'll always say thank you.
Oh, thanks, y'all. I got an idea that I'm going to sort of work on that I think you're going to like. But
okay.
It's going to be a surprise. So I'll just sort of go and start working on that now. For decorating, not for the food.
Okay, good. Well, okay, bye, Kyle.
Bye.
Yeah, I find that it's good in a business to, like, delegate, but also set people up for success. So I tend to try to only give Kyle jobs that I feel like he will succeed at, you know?
Hey, I know all about trying not to fail, because I was thinking, hey, what if I'm not a good friend or not a good business partner? What do I know how to do? Raise chickens. So I brought these little chicks in my bag, and I've just been raising them for the last couple weeks that we've been here, just so I have something to offer.
Oh, my God. Victoria.
What?
Virginia.
No.
Wowing.
Huh.
You think that all you have to offer are your sweet little chicks?
I mean, just in case.
I can't believe that 5.5 weeks into our dear friendship, that's still how you feel. Of course, that's not the truth.
It's just hard to believe that somebody would want to stay friends with me. I've only ever been friends with chickens, and none of them like me.
But I think that was just really based on the fact that you grew up in such a rural area with no one in your peer group.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think it had anything to do with you. And then you spent 2 days in New York City, which isn't really enough time to get to know anyone. So, I mean, really, you were destined for friendship your whole life. You just were in the wrong situation for it.
Oh, I guess I just had to find the right taste. I had to, you know, put some things together and find it for myself. I've got something. It's a little spicy. I've got something. Sometimes I feel dicey, but it comes together. Now I've got friends. Oh, it was there all along. Now I'm not the only one singing this song. I've got friends. It came together.
Friend who listens when I speak. You're not just chirping, you're not just pecks. You're the friend who knows me best. You're not feathers, you're my friend forever.
Oh my gosh.
You're not feathers, you're my friend forever. When I speak, you're not. too, Kyle.
What's that?
Don't fall off that ladder.
Okay.
Just looping you in.
Thank you.
Wait, what'd you do with these liquids while we were singing?
Hmm? Oh, just a little bit of hocus pocus, hullabaloo, mix 'em ups.
What are these? You making sauces?
That wasn't what I was trying. Okay, so let me sort of walk you through what I'm doing.
Sure.
So, at first, I was like, I'm going to decorate this place with fun curtains. And I went out to go buy fun curtains, but I couldn't find any good curtains. Though I was like, okay, so what sort of cloth can I get in bulk? And I walked by a wandering t-shirt salesman, and I got a whole bunch of t-shirts in bulk. But I can't just put a bunch of t-shirts up on the wall in here. So then I walked by a wandering number salesman, and he has a whole bunch of numbers.
Oh, so now there are jerseys on the wall?
What?
Now there are jerseys on the wall?
Well, I was thinking more t-shirts with numbers on them, and the numbers could be fun.
But they're made of different color mesh.
Yeah, they're all different, and I needed something to stick the numbers on the t-shirt, so that's why I was mixing these sauces together.
Oh, like to make a paste?
Yeah.
Well, they look great. I love this one.
They're good? You like them?
Yeah,
I like them. One other thing.
Okay.
So, you know how to get the train anywhere? You have to build a track between then, there, and there?
Sure. Yes.
That's how trains work. So anyway, I figured what could get this place good business is if the train went right here.
Oh, wow.
So I sort of asked forgiveness and not permission and built a railway line that sort of went off of the main railway line and came right out here. And I think it's fine. It's not fine. Meeting of the train council. Do you know what I heard that Dusty Kyle did?
I think I know exactly what you're about to say.
He interrupted our transcontinental railway line.
With dried cranberries, which we very much like, right?
That's what I was thinking.
We're talking about dried cranberries, sometimes known as craisins.
If you get them so dry, they're pretty much good in anything. What is good to any dish? You know what I'm saying. It's a craisin. A craisin.
No, it isn't made from a grape as you ape. That's a raisin.
That's a raisin. No, it's not a plum that's dried. No, you're a buffoon. That's a prune.
That's a prune. No, it's not an apricot that has been dried. That's a dried apricot.
It's so funny how that sort of doesn't have a different name. Yeah. They just call that a dried. That's not what I was angry about.
Oh.
I just remembered what I'm angry about. Our transcontinental railway line was interrupted. Did I say railway rhyme?
I didn't mind.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Railway rhyme?
Railroad rhyme? You know what's funny about him? Whenever he's hungry and acting like a bitch, he gets a sandwich. A sandwich.
And if you have a friend that makes you happy, he's Scrappy. Scrappy.
Scrappy-Doo. Scooby-Doo, our two cartoon dogs. Wait, I'm sorry, we're getting distracted again.
Oh, you muddling thoughts. You've messed it up again.
You would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for those muddling thoughts.
Okay, Dusty Kyle built a little baby train track off our big, good, glorious
train
track.
Doesn't have a permit for it. It's definitely not safe.
A baby train track. That'd be perfect for my pumpy pumps.
Oh, Brian, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, Brian.
We should punish this man but steal his idea and make a bunch of baby tracks for the pumpy pumps.
What if there was a sort of place where you could go and there were a lot of little, like a small train that runs on sort of a baby track?
Oh, yes. And what if also there was a mountain that we carved out and you could go down the splissy splash in a log?
That would be fun. A sort of magical mountain that does no one harm. A place of wonder, a happy place, perhaps in the middle of a berry farm. A sort of kingdom, a magical kingdom at that. A sort of world of wonder, just out of the top of my hat.
And there are so many tracks we could choose.
An elephant
that you can get inside. But not just an elephant, this elephant flies around in a circle, you can make go up and down. A magical elephant and the best one around.
There's so many tracks to choose. You know it's overpriced, but you won't care. You won't care.
Brainstorm with me here. We gotta fill out this land with more things to do.
Okay, okay. Stop me if you heard this. If you heard it, that's what's up. But what if we could spin around in a tiny teacup? Not a tiny teacup, one that's big for a family of four. You'll spin it.
It doesn't go well, 'cause it's driven by a toad and it ends up in hell.
Oh, if you're hurt, I'll give you a suture, but maybe we could set an area that's in the future.
Ooh, some sort of land that doesn't bring sorrow. Not the land of today,
the land of tomorrow.
That would be good, old person, spit out your dentures. We got a frontier land and a land of adventure. Talking about?
I think we were talking about starting an amusement park.
Amusement park. Well, let's do it. I know this perfect little place. It used to be a rec room, and I think it's the perfect place for us to build an amusement
let's
park.
Let's barge in there now. Barge, 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 barge. Barging in!
Well, well, well.
We have barged in your... Wait, what are these fun jerseys on the wall?
What is that smell?
Mel, what is that smell?
It's tangy, but spicy.
Ooh, look, there's sports. There's many kinds of sports going on.
Look at many rectangles and see a sport.
Asian zing.
Ooh,
Asian zing.
I like the dry rub. I didn't think I would.
No.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Have we been here for 6 hours?
Yeah, gentlemen, can I get you anything else? Or we're about to close up shop.
Excuse me. Penelope.
Thank you for reading my name tag.
Well, we wanted to buy this place and knock it to the ground and turn it into something else, but... We've been here for 6 hours, and honestly, it's pretty fantastic. What do you call this establishment?
Well...
Hey, do you need help with something?
Buffalo Wild Wings. This place is called Buffalo Wild Wings, after my best friend.
Buffalo?
Well, no, Victoria.
I'm sorry.
The place that we are, after you, Wild Wings...
What?
Because we're serving all kinds of wild wings. We have this, the sort of, well, it's like the linchpin of it all. It's, you know, it's the platonic ideal of a wing. It's made with this signature sauce I call a buffalo sauce.
Never heard of a buffalo sauce.
It's because we invented it here in Buffalo.
That makes sense.
This city in the upstate of New York.
Sure is.
And it's vinegary and cayenne pepper, and there's a little bit of butter in it. That's part of the trick. And it comes in a variety of spices, but then because my two friends bring out the best of me, I branched out into some other flavors, including a salt and vinegar dry rub that is very good.
I'd want to call a wagon wheel, but ain't no one wanted to make it into a phone.
Oh, Dusty Kyle.
And yeah, we've just been running this restaurant as three dear friends, and the city has really seemed to love it.
Huh.
And we've been here for 6 hours, also loving it.
I've been.
I liked when, as soon as it got too hot, I had this carrot that I could dip into a dip.
I had a celery. I did the same thing.
And it kind of quenched my palate a little bit. And also, it made me feel big and brave that I could eat such a spicy food. And, like, I don't feel like I get to feel big and brave that often.
Watching sports, eating wings, feeling big and brave. With my friends, shouting manly things is how it makes me want to behave. Looking at numbers on shirts on walls, watching rectangles with sports, it's just the thing. I feel wild at this Buffalo Wild Wings.
I've never been good at sports.
He hasn't.
But here I can play many darts.
Brian's a little nerd.
I can watch all kinds of games, and I can hang with my friends shouting all kinds of things.
And if I had to say one thing, if you ask it, I really like how the food comes in a basket.
It's pretty great, you've got it down pat. I didn't even mention all your beers on tap. What a wonderful thing, this Buffalo Wild Wings.
What a wonderful thing, this Buffalo Wild Wings.
You've got appetizers, you've got fries and chips and dip. The only thing you don't have is anything with carrot chips.
It's okay, you don't have carrot chips. Your flavor profiles are perfect.
Yeah.
I want to eat everything.
So have a dream. Well, if you wanted to buy a lot of land, I can think of two places that might be at hand. One is out west, and the other's in Florida.
But you can get them. I bet you can afford it.
Yes, we can. In the Florida swamp, with so much land, one more than we want. And Kyle, looking at you, you make me think of a thing that we've got to do. A tiny train with a prospector man on an old west mountain, that would be grand. This place would be great for a child. The ideas we come up here are so freaking wild.
The wildest wings in the wilderness!
That was Shovel Off to Buffalo the Musical. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, Giovanni Lanaio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm having the best time.
Boy, that was a treat.
I mean, mutual.
Does anybody really want wings now?
Yeah, always.
I want a bunch of ranch.
I love ranch.
I love ranch, and some people don't, and it's mind-boggling to me.
Where are you from?
All over, but mostly the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, yeah. I think it's I feel like West Coast reps hard for ranch in a way that has now really become national, but I think our generation... It was a little bit of a coastal thing. We put ranch on our pizza.
Yeah. I was about to say, we dip it.
Yeah.
One of my larger regrets is that in third grade, there was a boy, David Olse, and he put...
Name drop!
Shout out, yeah. David Olse!
Hey, David Olse. He put ranch on his pizza, and we didn't get it, and we made fun of him. And he was so right, and we were so wrong.
He was a visionary.
I love it. I did really... have a wings phase, specifically Buffalo Wild Wings, mm-hmm. and their dry rub, salt and vin, so good.
I didn't even know that could be a dry rub. Yeah. I didn't know you could do dry vinegar.
I guess it's like, but it's not, yeah, you
the
can't
dry
really.
Rub salt and vin is too salt for me, specifically Buffalo Wild Wings.
What?
Sorry, fam.
Too salt. Can't be too salt. yeah, it can.
No, I am now thinking about Buffalo Wild Wings almost exclusively in a way that will almost certainly seep into the next show that we do.
I definitely, I'm trying to like cut back on meat, so I haven't had wings in a bit, but I went through a real wing kick.
Yeah.
I like chicken thighs myself.
Yeah?
I want more meat and I want more skin.
Mm. I am not that way. And... That's great because you and me can eat different parts of the body.
And me, I'm sort of in between.
Just the body.
Zach,
the
you
middle.
Say you're a breast man right now. You do not shy away from this joke.
I'm a breast man.
You say it.
I love chicken breasts.
I have like a couple of like, you know, blah, blah, blah. People date their fathers, they date their mothers. Like people seek out in partners attributes that they like in their parents or things they want to like redo.
To
do better, whatever.
We date people that are both like and unlike our parents.
Whatever. You guys, you know this thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law and I have like, we have lots in common, but two like weird things in common that are like so small is both of us have a hard time knowing that we should drink water, and both of us don't like when meat, as I describe it, looks wobbly, which is how I feel about chicken thighs.
Wobbly.
Yeah.
Wobbly meat.
Like it's fatty?
Yeah. Neither of us and just the look of it mm-hmm. is kind of a barrier of entry for me. Like, if it's cooked down and someone's like, oh, yeah, I made that with chicken thigh, I will like it, but...
I want a real wobbly, I'm uncovered in sauce.
Okay, so someone, my future child, could date you to undo the path of me not liking wobbly meat. But I think that's... that was just a fact about me.
I liked it a lot.
And my mother-in-law. Shout out, Sissy Beck! What's happening?
I was thinking
I was thinking
if I had a mother-in-law fact.
Okay. Zach was staring off and Giovanni and I were both like, we want to give you the space here. Yeah.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah. I have nothing.
Okay, cool.
My mother-in-law is rad. She lives in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has a wildly unhealthy and delicious food scene going on there.
I feel like cold places really know how to like pack on hearty. They're like,
oh yeah,
you know what? What if your chili was in a pretzel that we cover with a baked potato?
I don't know.
It's cold here.
I don't know if we've talked about Wawa on this podcast. Wawa is like the only way I can just did someone just play Wawa on your do it, Scott? Yeah,
yes.
Wawa, very good.
Don't shy away from that joke. Zach is a breast man, and you make that Wawa.
It's like if. If you walked into for the West Coast, it's like if you walked into a 7-Eleven, but it also had like a good sandwich shop inside of it, and it had all those things.
Yeah, people love Wawa.
It's great.
And its symbol is a goose.
Mascot is a goose.
A goose on the wing.
A goose on the wing.
But should we rap about ranch?
Yeah, hell yeah. This is that ranch. This is that ranch music.
This is that West Coast.
This is that creamy dip music.
Oh, it's dripping. Oh, feel it drip. It's cold.
Yeah, check it. It's creamy and you might think, this is forbidden. No, it's just from a valley that maybe was hidden.
or you could put it on a salad, write a ballad, I don't care, I just want that ranch. I put it on everything, carrots and pizza. Oh, you don't like that? Well, nice to meet you. Let me convert the way that you think, because I want this so much I would make it a drink.
I'm just looking for a chance to get into some ranch. I'm just looking for a chance to get into some ranch. I'm just looking for a chance to get into some ranch. I'm just looking for a chance to get into some ranch. Yeah.
All my friends are sitting by the pool, but you know that I ain't no fool. That pool's just water, I drink that shit, but I'm getting in some ranch, taking a dip. I fill that pool up with that cream, and I get it in and feel it on my skin. That ranch do me so good, it moisturizes me just like it should. I got ranch all over my body, and damn, ooh, it feels good. Are you a fan? Lick this ranch off of these nips. Yeah, you got that good dip.
I'm just looking for a chance to get you into some ranch, girl. Looking for a chance to get you into some ranch. I like my woman covered in sauce, if she wants to, cause she's her own boss. She's a feminist, and man, I love that shit. And I also love ranch, it's my favorite dip. What? If your ranch has a horse, get the fuck out with that. A different ranch, of course. I like my ranch all white and creamy. I like it on the lady and that lady's dreamy.
Do you like it on cake?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you like it on pasta?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you like it on chips?
Oh, hell yeah.
What about your TV?
Oh, hell yeah.
Put that ranch on me and in my house.
In my house.
Put that ranch on my dog and on this mouse.
And on my spouse.
On my spouse and on my children, please.
Get those kids at ranch.
That ranch brings me down to my knees.
Oh, yeah, yo, you know, and I love when you're down on your knees. But get the fuck out of here with that blue cheese.
Ugh.
I don't want it, not one lick. That, you know, that's an inferior dip. Ew, cheese that's gone blue. Oh, come on, baby, that's what you choose. Oh, come on, girl, you know that's absurd. Don't you want that creamy dip with some herbs?
And nacho, dill. You can get right out. A nacho dip is not what I am about. Also, you know me, I'm not looking for that aioli. It's gotta be ranch or nothing else. Hidden Valley is all I got on my shelves. And you know that it tastes so sweet, though. My favorite Dorito is a Cool Ranch Dorito. I'm just looking for a chance to get into some ranch. Just looking for a chance to get into some ranch.
Oh,
just looking for a chance to get into some ranch. I'm just looking for a chance to get into some ranch. When I say ranch, you say ranch. Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch.
And when I say ranch, you say ranch. Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch.
Hold up. When I say ranch,
okay,
you say ranch. Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch.
Just the ladies in the house, but with the gentlemen, can I hear you say ranch?
Ranch.
Just the fellas in the house, but with the ladies, can I hear you say ranch?
Ranch. Everybody who's breathing this air, oh, get up if you care and holla. Ranch.
Now just the robots. Okay, now just the people. Non-sentient machines who have achieved sentience. Just checking. Yeah, we're still not there yet. That's
now
okay.
Now just the ghosts. Okay, ghosts, come out at your own time.
Whenever you feel ready.
Yeah, yeah. Just looking for that chance
to get into some rain.
That track
got to.
Ladies, I got wet, but it was just ranch.
Yeah, it's okay.
always it's a G-rated show until the rap comes and I drop big ol' F-bombs left and right.
Yeah, what she gonna do? Oh my gosh, Giovanni, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good people know.
Yeah, where can they find you?
Oh, man, you can see me at UCB doing Baby Wants Candy, Asian AF, and all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of it.
Oh, my goodness. Please do. Don't sleep on Giovanni. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett on the Fred Choo-Choo.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickens.
Producers on the drums, as good as they come, and also Person Stacy and Karate Bird. And let me just do some math real quick. Okay, yes. Oh, we're coming to you, Pacific Northwest.
So soon.
Basic hometown area of Giovanni. Okay.
Oh, Puyallup, Washington, what up?
What up? All right, y'all, please come see us. We love when you're out there seeing our faces with your faces. We're going to be in Portland on the 20th at Helium Comedy Club. We're going to be part of JFL Northwest on the 22nd. That's the Saturday. And on the 23rd, Seattle Chop Suey, which is a cool music venue.
We would love for you to get tickets to the show. You can find them all at thezackandthejess.com/live. Thank you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're doing a saucy dance,
it better involve
ranch.
Bye-bye.
The wildest ranch in the wilderness.